You ever get that feeling like you're just drowning in information, articles, PDFs, websites, all promising to like unlock the secrets of the universe?
Or at least help you finally finish that research project you've been putting off.
Exactly. It's like trying to drink from a fire hose, you know? I mean, I love learning new things, but who has the time to actually go through all of it? Wouldn't it be amazing if there was some kind of like AI that could do the reading for you?
Mm-hmm.
And then just like tell you the good stuff.
Well, what if I told you that's exactly what we're diving into today?
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, it's called Notebook LM, and it's Google's latest AI assistant. And get this, it just got a major upgrade, and it's available worldwide now. We're talking potential game changer here.
Okay, you've got my attention. So we're basing this deep dive on a recent article from Google's keyword blog.
Catchy title, by the way.
Right.
Notebook LM goes global with slide support and better ways to fact check.
Definitely snagged my attention. But let's back up a bit for our listeners who might not be familiar. What exactly is Notebook LM and why should they care?
In a nutshell, imagine you're working on a project, could be for work, for school, even planning your next vacation. And you've got, you know, a ton of research.
A mountain of research, probably. Let's be real.
Right. Exactly. Notebook LM is like having this super smart research assistant, someone who not only reads it all for you, but then can answer any question you have about that information.
Okay, so it's like more than just a summary, right?
Way more. It's about creating this dynamic knowledge base, but it's tailored to your source material. So it's like having a personalized expert on whatever you're researching.
And the really cool part, this new version, it's powered by Google's latest AI model, Gemini 1.5 Pro, which is basically like giving your research assistant a massive brain upgrade.
Exactly. And Gemini 1.5 Pro is designed to work with all different types of information really effectively.
Okay, so it's powerful. That's clear.
Mm.
But what can this thing actually do? Like, let's talk features. Because it's one thing to say this tech exists, but another to know how it can actually help us, you know. All right, so we've got this, like, super-powered AI assistant ready to tackle our research mountain. But what kind of research are we even talking? Because before, I was picturing, like, articles, documents. But this article mentioned some pretty wild source material, right?
Yeah, and that's actually one of the big things about this update. Notebook LM has basically expanded its definition of what it considers, like, source material. It's not just about text anymore.
Okay, so spill it. What else can it handle?
Remember those Google Slides presentations we all know and maybe don't love as much? Notebook LM can analyze those directly.
Wait, I can feed it a whole presentation.
Yep, but it gets even better. You can now even give Notebook LM .web links as source material.
Hold up. It can learn from an entire website. That's insane. Okay, but let's say I feed it a bunch of info, right? Ask my question, get an answer. How do I know it's actually giving me good information? Like, am I just supposed to take its word for it?
And that's where one of my favorite new features comes in. Inline citations. Just like a good research paper, Notebook LM now tells you exactly where it got every piece of information from.
Wait, you mean like footnotes,
yeah,
but for AI?
Exactly. You see an answer, and right there, you'll see a citation. Click it, boom, you're taken straight to the source. No more black box AI. You can verify everything yourself.
Okay, now you're talking.
Big hope.
I love the idea of an AI assistant, but also, I want to be able to double check its work, you know,
yeah,
especially if I'm actually using it for something important.
Absolutely. And for people who, like me, really need things organized, the new notebook guide feature, game changer. Imagine this. You just came out of a meeting. Your notebook's full of messy notes.
You're describing my life right now.
Right. You feed those notes to Notebook LM. It can automatically turn them into these easily digestible formats, like a nice organized FAQ document.
Hold on. So it's like, it attended the meeting with me, took notes I can actually understand later.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Exactly. Or let's say you need a quick briefing on something. Notebook LM can take all those materials, create a concise summary, hit all the key points, even generate a study guide if you're prepping for an exam.
My mind is officially blown.
Yeah.
This is so much more than I even thought we were getting into.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we've talked about research a lot, but this article mentions some really unexpected ways people are using Notebook LM. Like, yeah, way out there.
It's true. And that's what always fascinates me about, you know, these big tech leaps, the effects they have way beyond what they were even designed for.
All right. So what kind of unexpected uses are we talking? Give me the good stuff.
One that jumped out at me was this guy, Thomas Gom. He's in Palm Bay, Florida. He's using Notebook LM to become like a one-man newsroom for his community.
A one-man newsroom? How's he pulling that off with an AI?
He's feeding Notebook LM all sorts of local data. City ordinances, land use documents, you name it. even meeting minutes.
Wow.
So he can ask really specific questions about local issues, gets answers based on, you know, actual data, and then shares that with his community. Citizen journalism, but powered by AI.
That's amazing. It really shows this tech isn't just for, like, the big tech companies, right? It can give individuals real power. What other surprising use cases were there? So we've gone from AI analyzing meeting notes to powering citizen journalism. I'm already seeing the potential here, but what else is out there? What other creative uses did you come across?
Well, one that I thought was really interesting involves the world of sales. There's this consultant, Victor Adafu, and he's using Notebook LM to, like, totally revamp how he does sales training.
Now, that's interesting. Sales isn't the first thing that comes to mind with AI, but I can see how it could be useful. What's his secret?
Victor feeds Notebook LM hours of recorded sales calls, like transcripts, tons of them. Then he can ask Notebook LM to pinpoint those winning strategies. You know, like, what phrases closed deals, what objections kept coming up, that kind of thing.
So it's analyzing every sales call, finding the patterns, and basically telling you what works and what doesn't. That's incredibly valuable insight.
Exactly. Turning that raw data into, like, actionable stuff. Instead of relying on gut feeling, Victor's using data-driven strategies to inform his coaching, give his clients an edge.
This is incredible. Okay. Got to ask about this last week because it sounds like something straight out of fantasy. The article mentions Notebook LM and Dungeons & Dragons.
You read that right. Believe it or not, some serious dungeon masters are using Notebook LM to, like, wrangle those massive worlds they create for their games. We're talking intricate details about cities, histories of kingdoms, even the backstories of their characters, all organized and accessible through Notebook LM.
Hold on. So instead of flipping through notebooks or endless files, they just ask Notebook LM. Like, hey, what's the history of the Dragon Knights? And boom, they've got it. That's next-level DMing.
Exactly. It frees them up to focus on the storytelling, the creative parts, which is what makes it fun.
Right. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
From the technical features to these, like, mind-blowing use cases. But let's bring it back to our listeners for a minute. What does this all actually mean? This tech is amazing, but is it really something the average person needs to worry about?
It's the big question, right? Here's the thing. What's so exciting about Notebook LM, especially now that it's global, is it's like this real shift in how we deal with information. This isn't sci-fi anymore. It's here. It's accessible. And it can change how we learn, how we work, even how we play.
I gotta admit, it's a little intimidating. Like, where do I even start? There's so many possibilities.
It can be overwhelming for sure. But good news is you don't have to be an AI whiz to use it. Just start thinking about the challenges you face. Drowning in research, struggling to keep your notes straight. Wish you had an extra brain to help manage it all. That's where Notebook LM comes in.
It's like a superpower for your brain. Helps us cut through the noise, get to what matters. This has been an incredible deep dive. And honestly, I'm feeling really inspired. Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
My pleasure. Always fun to explore these new technologies, see how people are using them in such creative ways.
And for our listeners, we hope this deep dive has given you some things to think about too. Because if Notebook LM can help a citizen journalist or a dungeon master, just imagine what it could do for you.
The possibilities really are endless.